Okay, I watched half of this video. Half of it, because I can't watch anymore. And what's the plan exactly? What is the fucking plan? To just, what? Park your car in Ottawa and honk your horn? In the hopes that Trudeau will step down and what? Freeland will take over? Chrystia Freeland? Isn't she the deputy prime minister? Okay, Trudeau steps down. Freeland takes his spot. Then what's the plan? Fucking stay in Ottawa some more? You're fucking bluffing. I believe that Canadians have a delusion of what they actually have in terms of freedom fighters. Canadians do not have what the Americans have, which is people with guns who are willing to sacrifice their life to defend their constitution. Canada doesn't even have a constitution. Technically, Canada doesn't even have a charter of rights, because Canada is bankrupt, meaning the Service Corporation is bankrupt. They declared bankruptcy. All of our income taxes is theft. So, what's the plan? Go to Ottawa and do what? Sit in my fucking car? Show, like, what has happened? Fucking fantastic. But it was still planned by them. Whatever the fuck you want to call them. World Economic Forum, global elites. They planned the convoy. They fucking planned it. Where they failed is that the Canadians actually supported this shit. As I said in my previous audio, which Albert is graciously letting me leave these audios here. Thank you so much, Albert. God bless you. But they fucking planned the convoy. The GoFundMe, the Give, Send, Go. And now you see why. So they can have a list of names. They know exactly who to go after now. Thanks to Give, Send, Go, and probably GoFundMe. So, as I said before, they did not plan for the amount of support that the convoy got. And they were hoping for a January 6th style protest, which is what basically this guy is now calling for. Which is what stupid people will think that he's calling for. And this is why I say that. This is why he's saying, like, we're going to send the kids home. Now we need Brave to what? To get shot by rubber bullets? To what? They're putting up fences to build a pig pen so that everybody's going to be rounded up and locked inside Parliament. It's the same thing they did for the G7, was it G7 or G20 summit in Toronto? Where everybody was protesting, and what did the police do? They just kettled them. Kettling, it's called kettling, look it up. They just surround you, and they just hold you there. They just hold you there for lengthy periods of time. With that many people, see, when people say, oh, they can't throw us all in jail, they don't have enough jail cells. No, they don't need. Why do you think they put that fence up? They're just going to block you inside of the fenced area, and you're all just going to be sitting on the fucking grass on Parliament Hill. And then it's going to be all night. They're going to make you sit there all fucking night. Exactly what they did to the protesters in Toronto. Kettling. It's called fucking kettling. And if you try and cross the police barricade, they beat you and throw you in handcuffs. Okay. Well, then we have the numbers. We have the numbers. Who do you think Canadians are? Rambo? Do you think Canadians are Americans where they'll actually fight back? No. Because again, this whole convoy is non-violence. This is a non violent protest. So you're not going to get people that are going to fight back. And if they do fight back, you know what's going to happen? I'll tell you exactly what's going to happen. Cops are going to take that person down, then they're going to swarm them. They're going to create a barricade around the person they're taking down until they have them firmly secure. Then they're going to remove them from the area and then wait for the next person to attack. Because in Canada, when somebody is taken down by the police, nobody fucking helps that person. Nobody jumps in to push the cop off of the person and pull them out, which is what they do in the United Kingdom. And I think Australia. I can't remember if I saw one in the... But in Canada, we don't do that. We film. We get our cameras out and we make our YouTube videos. We make our TikTok videos. TikTok's the number one. And then we show the world. Fact of the matter is that person that actually had the balls to say, you're not a fucking cop, you're nothing but a mercenary, you're a hired thug with a gun who has no more rights than me than to carry a gun. Like, there is no Canada. Canada's been dissolved. The Corporation of Canada has been dissolved. And if you don't know that, you need to look up the group Project Override. Clearly breaks it up, timeline and everything. And my friend, when all this started, he works for law enforcement. He told me there's no charter rights. We were just told in a briefing. There's no charter rights. People don't have charter rights. But what they're doing is they're kind of fake honoring it so there won't be chaos in the streets. Because if they announce, or if everybody knew that, hey, we don't actually have any more rights, we've fully gone into anarchy mode, which is what we are. Like, if you don't know that, we're actually a part of America. We're an anarchy state of America. And we're occupying the indigenous land. The Queen only owns, if I remember correctly, the waters, the inland waters, and I think the shore. This is why all the major cities in Canada are on coastlines, water lines, Lake Ontario. Like, you won't be too far from a river, a major river, because the Queen, that's what she owns, which is why we're considered vessels lost at sea. This is why this goes into the whole birth certificate thing. But let's go back to what this guy's begging for. People to come to Ottawa. For what? What's the plan? To stay there? Okay, listen. I love every single person that is going there. But I feel bad for them because I know there's no fucking plan. There isn't. And you know who else said that? Ezra Levant from Rebel News. He said, there's no plan here. Like, even David Menzies said, there's no leadership. Even the so-called leaders of this convoy said, we have no leadership here. Okay, then you're nothing then. You have no leadership, you have no plan. What's your plan? I love the idea of having a potluck dinner at Parliament Hill, because yes, you accomplished making Justin Trudeau look like a fucking idiot for enacting this stupid War Measures Act, but that was never the plan. This was a happy accident given to us by God. God is in full control here. And if you haven't realized that yet, you're delusional. But another person who said there really is no plan in Ottawa and there's no direction is Christopher James from A Warrior's Call. A Warrior Calls, sorry. AWarriorCalls.com. He clearly said it. Great, you have all these people here. 50,000 people or more, 100,000. What are you guys doing there? What are you accomplishing? Like, you sparked worldwide protests. You showed people how to do a protest successfully by making it nonviolent, peaceful, make them look like the bad guy. Gandhi already did that. Make them look violent. Hell, you can watch the movie where they go into the camp and he gives the speech, not Gandhi himself, but one of his close friends, he gives a speech where they want us to be violent. Do not give them that. Make them look like the bad guys. Here's the thing. Trudeau doesn't give a shit if he looks like the bad guy. He knows he's the bad guy, and he doesn't care. He has no empathy because he's not human. He has no humanity. No empathy. He's satanic. These people, just like Bill Gates, George, all of them, they have no empathy. So they don't care if they look like the bad guy. What you've gained is worldwide support. Reinhard Fulmich says, give us the opportunity and we will clean this mess up for you. Christopher James says the same thing, but Reinhard Fulmich agrees that there is no court system currently in place that will actually try any of these people. Police, military, nothing. There's nothing in place. You cannot take these people to court because it is their court. It is their system. It is their laws. It is their rules. It's like going into someone else's house and then telling them how to set up the furniture in the house. You can't. Christopher James from Warrior Calls is the only fucking person who actually has a viable plan. And on top of that, on top of the fact that he has a legitimate plan that can actually work, because he's not trying to fight to win, he developed a plan that he knows he can win. So now he's trying to change the battlefield, which is Sun Tzu shit. And if you haven't read the book, The Art of War by Sun Tzu, I strongly suggest you read that shit. Because as soon as I saw this convoy, I went through the five factors of winning a war, and we only won one of them. We have the numbers. That's it. But the actual people, the numbers, they're not warriors. They're not fighters. They're not going to do shit. But what you have to do is change the battlefield. Change the fight. And that's what Christopher James wants to do. Christopher James already has over 300 uniformed police officers. He has retired police officers. He has firefighters. He has doctors. He already has a team of people. But for some reason, he's waiting for 1,000 police officers. He already knows he's going to get tens of thousands of people. He already knows. But for some reason, he wants 1,000 police officers. And his plan is to surround a courthouse of his choosing, of their choosing, whichever courthouse, and reclaim it for us, for the people. And we're going to be holding public court, the people's court, James Court. And I think why he wants 1,000 police officers is because those 1,000 police officers, uniform, are going to be lawfully required to bring Justin Trudeau and the rest to court to face trial. Nuremberg shit. But you can't have this until we have a proper courthouse. And this is what Christopher James is trying to do on awarriorcalls.com. He is the only one. And I said this to a close confidant of his, who I've been talking to for a long time now. There's nobody else presenting a viable plan where you're actually changing the battlefield in order for you to win. Now, you can come up with strategies on how you're going to fight the police, on how you're going to, you know, get rid of the tear gas when they throw it in, on how you're going to, you know, defend people who get taken down. Yeah, you can come up with all these strategies and plans to kind of prolong the inevitable defeat. But it's still their battlefield. They know the lay of the land. They have you surrounded. That's why they're putting up the fences, because like I said, pig pen, they're going to just push you in there, close the door, that's it. Kettling. They know what they're going to do. They know the strategy. And they're going to make sure to get key figures. They're going to have teams of police in two lines of two, just rummaging through the city, the crowd, going after certain truckers, certain people. Pat King, number one, obviously. So, come to Ottawa for... What's your plan, buddy? to stand with you side by side and get shot in the face with a rubber bullet? That's not Sun Tzu shit. That's not Sun Tzu. That's a desperate man trying to win a fight that he's already lost. You've lost this round. This round, you've lost it. You've lost. Viva Fry, that amazing YouTuber, he interviewed a woman. And I was like, she knows what the fuck to do. She knows what to do, but nobody's going to listen to her. She said, we should be moving. This should be a rolling protest, not just sitting in Parliament so we can be surrounded by the police. I said that from day one. A lot of people said that from day one. Keep this shit moving. Rolling. From one area to the next. Originally, I thought that was the plan. I thought they were going to be rolling and like a parade, like the Santa Claus parade, through all of Ottawa. No, their plan was to park their trucks in front of Parliament, make a shit ton of noise, and hopefully spark an idiot to get violent to help Trudeau justify his War Measures Act. Because again, don't think for a second this was organic. This shit was planned from the start, from the get-go. Everything is following a timeline. They have they've been working on this fucking plan for 100 years. Over. They've been planning this shit. How many books have they written? What? How long have we planned? For how long? 3 days. So in 3 days, you're going to undo a 100-year plan that military tacticians have worked on. Military people have worked on this plan for hundreds of years. And you're going to end it with a 3-day plan and honking your horns? Oh, really? Okay, then. Okay. Christopher James has been working on this shit for over 20 years. He's presented a plan that he's been working on for over 20 fucking years. But for some reason, people are so vain and egocentric that they want to be the ones to come up with a plan. No. This man's been working on this shit for over 20 years. It's viable. Police have looked it over. Police agree with it. Firefighters agree with it. Military servicemen agree with it. The veterans are going to support him. Because yes, you can't accomplish nothing. You cannot accomplish nothing without a proper court system in play. If you do not have the courts, you have nothing. People say, oh, well, Nuremberg. Nuremberg was a military tribunal. Military tribunal. You wanted to get to that point? How many of the fucking servicemen are working for the elites? The good, honest servicemen, the humans, have left. They're leaving, or they refuse, and they're getting their guns taken away. So the only people that are left are the fucking cabal, which is exactly what's happening with the police. Man. And the fact that this guy's shirt, I don't even know what his shirt says. Like, and don't forget, there's symbology everywhere. So they make sure to use symbols, symbology, writing, shirt, like, When you're roused to anger, I understand that is also an art of war strategy, that you cannot win a war unless your troops are roused to anger. Like, they have to be angry. That's only when they're on death's ground. Meaning, they can't go back, they can't go forward, they can't go left, they can't go right. That's it. They have to be angry, and they have to fight to win. Those are not Canadians. Canadians play music, they dance, they wave flags, they go jump on bouncy castles, they make snowmen, they hand out snow cones, they feed the homeless. The soldiers in Canada are not the soldiers of your imagination. And to ask them to be the soldiers of your imagination is pointless. It's absolutely pointless. You have to go with the strongest plan in play. And you have to put all your weight behind that. Like, myself and several other people have been saying, we're all divided. Which is why this Ottawa thing was fantastic, because everybody's just going to one front. But once they're there, what's the plan? What's your measure of success? Ezra Levant, just watch Rebel News. He went asking people, why are you here? I don't know. I just felt like I had to be here. Okay, well, what are you trying to accomplish? We're trying to get rid of the mandates. How are you going to do that? Well, we're going to stay here until we get rid of them. What makes you think Trudeau's going to actually do that? Well, if he doesn't, then he's going to look bad worldwide. What makes you think he cares? Like, what makes you think he cares? Even the Americans, Owen Benjamin, if you guys are following Owen Benjamin, he fucking said it because you guys are bluffing. And they're calling your bluff. They know you're not going to do anything. And he's right. We're Canadians. We're not going to do anything violent like the Americans. Well, they just fucking steamroll over us. Yeah, we're going to look bad. But everyone needs to throw their support behind Christopher James. I've been talking with a close confidant of his for 2 years now. And everyone needs to throw their support behind Christopher James, a warrior calls, and they need to be trying to recruit police officers. If you're in Ottawa, you need to talk to a police officer and tell them, hey, we're going to be taking a courthouse because it's a public courthouse. And what I mean by taking it is I mean accessing the fucking public courthouse. That's his plan. His plan is to access a public building that is open to the public to use to settle disputes. That's the whole purpose of the courthouse. The public library is to go to when you want to learn something. So you go to the public courthouse, you access the public library, you access the public library to learn something, you take a book, you borrow it, and then you bring it back when you're done. Imagine if the government decided to put their own people in the public library and you are no longer allowed to access the public library. No, you can't borrow a book until we decide if you're smart enough to read this book. Or if we decide, the government, if you're allowed to read this book. That's what's happening in our court system. Christopher James is trying to get us back into the public courthouse. Every one of us should be allowed to go to court and to file claims of wrongdoing against us, against individuals who have done wrong to us. Personal harm, psychological harm. And then through the courthouse, we don't need judges. See, these judges are the gatekeepers that are denying you access to the public library, who are telling you you're not allowed to take out this book. And that's what these judges are. Who the fuck are these judges to be representing the government, a fictional corporation? A fictional corporation, service corporation, is making accusations of wrongdoing and harm for a victimless crime. No victim. There's no victim in sight. Who's the victim? If there is a victim, then that victim should be able to access the public courthouse, and then the defendant should be summoned. He comes to the courthouse. He sees his accuser, the supposed victim, and then they both plead their case, and the appointed judge, the appointed judge makes a ruling. Like, I'm sorry, why, if I said that correctly, I probably didn't say it correctly, because this is not my forte, and it's something that everybody doesn't know, and everybody needs to start learning. But actually, we don't even need a judge. It's the public. The public according to the law, and then they have a trial. A group of your peers, sorry, a group of your peers determine which one of you is correct, which one of you is wrong, and then we settle it in court. That's the whole purpose of court, is we settle our argument, our dispute in court and not in public. We settle it in the courthouse. And we don't leave the courthouse until we come to an agreeable result. That's the whole purpose of it. And this is what Christopher James is trying to get us back. He's trying to get our public courthouse back. He's been working on this shit for 20 years. For 20 fucking years. Even the guy, I don't know if you've seen the video of the Asian guy, Dr. Nagasi. He's working with Christopher James. Christopher James is educating this guy on how to deal with the court system. All of these beautiful videos you see about all of these people going to court and winning, also using common law, all Christopher James, all of them, every last one, all backed by Christopher James. So forget this. Ottawa's lost. You guys lost the battle, but you achieved a unexpected victory by getting public opinion, which I believe is called the moral law in Sun Tzu. If you read the first chapter, I think it's under laying plans, moral law. Now we have that victory. We have the moral law against Trudeau and the rest of his cronies. Man. Oh, I went on a rant there for a second. Holy, this guy. Everyone needs to come to Ottawa to get shot by a rubber bullet. Move your ass. Turn on your fucking trucks and start rolling. A woman said it on Viva Fry's podcast. She said, everybody needs to start moving around the city. Just start driving. Just start rolling. Go in and out like the infinity symbol. Why are you sitting there waiting to be? Because that's the fucking plan. Because the plan was made by the cabal. Get the fuck out of here. Your 11 o'clock meeting. Move your ass. Read Sun Tzu. If you're surrounded, evade the enemy. Holy fuck. Read Sun Tzu. You people are not following Sun Tzu. You're going to lose the whole war. This is a battle. This is a boxing round. You lost. Plan to win the second round. Plan to win the next battle. Fucking woman walking down the street has a better plan than these idiots. Move the fucking trucks. Start rolling. Crank up the engine. And start driving. Holy fuck.